103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner. Broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
I'm Terrence Arney, your host, as we broadcast live from Ison's Family Pizza here in downtown Batesville. Got a wonderful show lined up for you. Talk basketball with a little men's and women's basketball at Batesville. We'll move down the road to Milan and talk some boys basketball as well as wrestling, and circle back up 74 to Greensburg and talk some boys basketball with their head coach, Sean Busick. But we'll kick things off right here locally with the women's coach at Batesville High School, Coach Mitchell Taylor. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's been nice to get on here for a few weeks in a row, so excited to be here.
Well, what's really nice about it is it gives us an opportunity, Coach, to kind of see the maturation and the growth of this team. And you guys once again had two games last week and able to get a split there with the two teams that you faced. You had Connersville, which was the win on Saturday and Friday. I apologize. Friday you guys played Jacksonville, that's right, Coach Smith's team. Kind of walk us through the Jacksonville game. Of course, for our listeners, that particular team, an incredible run last season. Very, very deep run in the postseason, and they only lost one senior. They bring everybody back.
Yeah.
Well coached squad. But yeah, talk us through that, how that game went for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we felt really well prepared going into the game. They give a lot of teams different looks and try to confuse the offense, just to get, whether it's to get a turnover or break up just the rhythm of the offense, whatever it might be. And I felt like we really prepared for many different things.
Yes.
And we got off to a great start. We actually got up 13-2 in the first quarter. And our girls were just making good decisions, and Jacksonville was kind of, you know, giving us some opportunities. They turned the ball over a few times early, and we got it out in transition. Reagan Hughes stepped up and hit four or five three-pointers in the first half, and it really brought them back into the game and gave them momentum. And after that happened, we just had a hard time kind of gaining it back. We were doing some undisciplined things on defense and fouling a lot. But I thought their girls did a really good job of, they were attacking our bigs and getting downhill and drawing those fouls. And they knocked down the free throws. So they really kept separation by continuing to do that. And we weren't able to really close the gap after we got down 8 points at half.
Right. And that, when it was all said and done, the final score of that one, 52-42. But then of course, with another quick turnaround for you, the very next day, you've got Connersville and, another school, basketball school with a proud tradition. They generally put a very, very good product out on the floor. You get a win there, 45-37. Talk to us about that one.
Yeah, it's something we preached all week. We knew it was going to be a tough weekend. The girls go from Thanksgiving, you know, spending a lot of time with their families, eating a lot of food, and then going into two basketball games. And they don't even get a full day to recover. They only really get, you know, somewhere around 12 hours or so, a little over 12 hours. And I told him it's not going to be easy.
Sure.
Now, the game itself, you know, it wasn't the cleanest game. We didn't play our best. Mm-hmm. But one thing I really liked about our group is we went in. One of the biggest things on our scouting report was that this Connersville team rebounds.
Right.
And it's a little surprising because their guards are not the biggest. Mm-hmm. But they're quick and they're athletic and they get after it. And one of the things that we did in that game was we rebounded the ball really well. Yeah. So I was proud of the group. It's something that we put on the scouting report, something that we had to do if we wanted to win a game. And the way we rebounded the ball, I think, really gave us the advantage in the end. Now making some plays down the stretch, it was a really close game all the way down to the end of it. I know it was an 8-point game, but it was a much closer game than that. Had a few freshmen step up in different ways, hit some big shots. Kaylin Kathman hit a couple threes to kind of separate their zone a little bit and make them have to come out on our shooters a little bit more. And then Sydney Campbell hit a three in the corner to put us up five with about minute 15 left. And that was kind of the separation we needed to get the win.
You talk about rebounding, and right now Allie Peters leads your squad, averaging just under six, right at six rebounds a game. Of course, she leads in points as well. Talk a little bit about what Miss Peters has brought to this team this year.
Yeah, I mean, Allie's energy, and I see it in other sports she plays as well, volleyball especially. The energy she brings when she's playing well is, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
And the whole team feeds off it, coaching staff included. I mean, you can just see how she sparks the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Friday night she had a rough game. They got her in foul trouble.
Right.
You know, she there's some things that she's done undisciplined on defense that she's got to learn and get through and, you know, find a way to be on the floor longer.
Right.
So we're hoping she learns from that. But she had a great bounce back on Saturday, scored 13 points. I can't remember the other staffs off the top of my head, but she did a great job of just, okay, I didn't play well last night. I need to come into this game, reset, and give that spark that my team needs. And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, you know, you and I were talking off air, and it just really just shocked me that Allie, as well as Sophie, that they're both juniors.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason in my mind, I just had it that they were seniors. But you got a whole nother season after this one with these young ladies. That's a luxury.
Yeah, I mean, I think of them as seniors only because this is their third year of varsity experience, and there's not a lot of girls who, you know, go through in this area, they get to play as freshmen right away.
And sure.
I think they've gained a lot of experience, and it shows in their maturity and the way they play.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What do you got coming up next, Coach, on your schedule?
Yeah, we got Shelbyville on Saturday that we host. It's an afternoon game. And then next Tuesday, we'll be going to Lawrenceburg. So we got one game this week and then one next week as well.
With the with that Saturday matinee, as I like to call them, that Saturday matinee games, do you find it, a different challenge because of it's out of the rhythm? You know, you're playing 2 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to playing at night. Does that kind of, is that a challenge, whether it be the coach or the players?
Yeah, I think anytime it's like, you know, it puts you out of your routine. It's a bit of a challenge. But I think the one thing that I try to do with this group is to talk about it ahead of time.
Right.
You know, what are you doing differently? Are you making sure you're getting enough sleep leading into the game? Are you going to eat breakfast maybe a little earlier, a little later, just depending upon, you know, what you're doing? And one of the things we've talked about as a team is not just, you know, coming to the game and being focused, but what are you doing to prepare yourself for the game?
Are you
sleeping well? Are you eating right? Are you taking time on your off days or after practice to just stop thinking about basketball? Because one thing we talk about practice tonight is we're starting to get that part of the season, 8 games in, it starts to become a grind.
Sure.
You know, and you're not going to like it all the time either.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to get them to fall in with the process. And something like Saturday, I think it's easier to do when you only got one game on that weekend.
Right.
But having a 2-game week and then an afternoon game, that's a little bit tougher, kind of what we had last week. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so now you get a chance to maybe get into a little different rhythm, as you said, with just one game instead of 2 games this week. Definitely off to a great start, 5-3 overall, 1-0 in conference play so far. And we look forward to seeing what you guys do this weekend and catching up with you again next week.
Thanks, Darren. It's always a pleasure.
All right. That was the Lady Bulldogs head coach, Coach Mitchell Taylor, joining us on the program. And we've got more Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
And now joining the program, Batesville Bulldog head coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terrence, thanks for having me. It's good to see you again this week.
No doubt about it, especially when you open up your season on this past weekend and can come in here knowing that you're 1-0, already got that first W on the board, a 69-39 victory over the Jacksonville Eagles. How pleased were you with that outcome?
Yeah, and you were there to broadcast it live, Terrence, so you can appreciate just the most pleasing thing is the effort the boys gave and sustained. And watching back the film, it was even more impressive than it was live. For example, the last 5:58 of the fourth quarter, so the last 5 minutes, basically the last 6 minutes of the game, we gave up 4 points. And what's most pleasing about that is our guys stayed consistent. And then as we put in some youth and even some primary JV players, that they still had our rotations, they still played very hard, played fundamental, and were able to just put together that defensive performance in a game that we wanted to definitely play 84 feet. So to hold Jacksonville to 39, I knew I wanted to get above 50. And I bet if you ask Coach Bowman, his desire is probably to keep that game in the 40s. So we really had to do some things to speed up the Eagles, and the guys definitely got that done. And that's kind of a tale of two halves. There's only an 8-point margin at halftime. Then we were able to really open it up there in the third and even the fourth with 11-point margins in each of those quarters to blow the game open.
If you, from watching it live in real time, for me personally, what really jumped off the page, not only Cade Kizer with 18, and it was a quiet 18. It wasn't a ball dominant, like he had the ball in his hands every 15 seconds, 18 points. But more importantly, the rest of the team, you had another five individuals, although Cade was the only one in double digits. You had another five individuals that was just one basket away from being in double digits. I thought that was impressive.
Yeah, and that's very astute, Terrence, because I didn't even realize that. I know I was proud of we had eight guys score, but to have that many guys within a basket of double digits. And I totally agree. Cade, I mean, he was 8 of 10 from the field, so very, very efficient. And I know one of those misses he'd like to have back is a dunk in the first quarter where he kind of left it short, tried to jump a little bit too soon. But again, that's just getting back into basketball mode, basketball shape. So very, very efficient by performance by Cade. And the other guys really stepped up too. And overall as a team, I'm pleased that we had 7 turnovers at half. Not pleased with that number, but with the challenge and some adjustments made at halftime, we only had 2 turnovers in the second half. Right. So we stopped taking the ball out of our own hands and really putting pressure on the opponent as we were able to convert some of those possessions and continue to build that margin. And then as you just think about some of the individuals, and the thing I've been harping with this group all season long, even starting in the fall and as early as back as last summer, is we do have quite a bit of offensive ability. Mm-hmm. That's all for naught if guys aren't sharing the basketball. So even though Cade had 18, you've got Jack and Sam and Gus have played a lot of varsity basketball for me. Those four could be really, really selfish and demand that everything go through them, but they're just as equally ready to pass to their teammate. You saw a lot of passes being made up the floor, extra passes being made. So I think we had 20 on the 31 made field goals. I think we had 23 assists.
Wow.
So just the number of assists to field goal margin. And then we had over a 2-to-1 assist to turnover margin. So a high level of assist. We definitely limited our turnovers in that second half. Then you go with some of our youngsters in terms of probably Trenton Luehr stands out quite a bit, because I had him for 7 assists for no turnovers.
Yeah.
And that's a guy, a sophomore. He played a couple quarters for me last year at times, but honestly hits his first shot and he takes a little bit of a heat check, if you will, and shoots an air ball three. A lot of sophomores, that would unravel them. Mm-hmm. Braden Maple did some really nice things, but he had some tough possessions where he had a couple turnovers, right? And as a sophomore, And Braden goes everything 110 miles per hour, very intense, very competitive. In the past, that probably would have unraveled him, but he turned it around quickly. And on down the line, Cameron Holcomb, who played some minutes for me as a freshman, Carson Hartley, who got in there at the end as a freshman, and Caden Drake. So even Caden, with being a sophomore, again, that's his first minutes, and there was a possession between Caden and Trenton that was just awesome in terms of both were fundamental. They came to a jump stop, attacking and recovering defense, made a shot fake. Trenton first passed it to Caden in the middle of the paint. Caden could have pulled the shot there from about 15 feet. Except he pass fakes, makes one dribble, jump stops, and then passes it right back out to Trenton, who was able to drill a three. So just, it's pretty cool to see the old guys set the tone in terms of how they do things, how they compete, how they're consistent, and quite frankly, how they turn the page very, very quickly after a mistake or being coached or being taught. And then seeing these young guys, these sophomores and freshmen, really take heed of that, and just they're literally growing up right before my eyes. And it was good Saturday to see it happen in the arena, in terms of you there on the radio, fans in the stands, parents in the stands, classmates in the stands, and yet still be able to carry over what I've been seeing in practice.
Yeah, Luer's stat line was very impressive for a first game out. 8 points, the 7 assists that you mentioned. He also had 4 steals as we recorded. So his defense was monumental. I make this comparison, Coach, and maybe it's because we're just getting out of the football season mode, but I felt that game one for the Bulldog football season and this game one for basketball, and considering where the Bulldogs ended their season there in the regionals for football, I don't think you'll mind the comparison, but I was the same way going into that first football game. I was excited to see this high-powered offense with the quarterback and the receiver and the running back, and I'm thinking, man, they're just going to just sling this ball all over the yard, and they didn't. It was ground and pound. I come into the Dog Pound Saturday night expecting to see this defensive-minded squad and kind of grind one out and hold their opponents to just, you know, to a few points and, you know, that style of ball game. And I saw the exact opposite. These guys were out running up and down the floor, and your rotation was so deep. In terms of the different number of players that you got into the game, and they all contributed, that was impressive, and it was quite different from what I expected to see. What more can we expect from this new look?
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense in terms of what you've seen the last few years, and you try to tailor game plans based on your personnel, what gives you the best chance to win. There's been years in the past here in the immediate future where it grinded out, possession by possession game. The whole reason we first went to this zone is because we didn't have much depth, right? We thought our best opportunity to win was to really make the game very, very hard on our opponent from a scoring standpoint, and then we would have to maximize our offensive opportunities. And those teams set the tone, even going back 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But now, as you have some different guys come into the varsity level, I do feel like our best chance is to make an 84-foot game in terms of letting these guys, they share the ball well, they see the floor well. And I've got the experienced guys that played a lot of reps for me, so they know what we expect, where to look, how we're doing things. But then these young guys come in with a pretty good basketball IQ, and then they fall in line pretty quickly with the older guys, and it's fun to go score. Mm-hmm. But it's not like when we were trying to win possession by possession over the different seasons that I would have rather been running up and down the floor, but it just didn't fit our personnel, whereas this year, and I've told our guys over and over in practice, is we can't play fast enough, right? In terms of, and the trick to that is, yeah, it's one thing to play fast and then you're just sloppy defensively and it stays a tight game. There's turnovers all over the gym. But most impressive is to hold another varsity basketball team that's well coached at 39 points in a game where you are trying to play fast. And that speaks to the guys in terms of our three-quarter court press, back into zone, even man as we mix that in, and still just playing. And I challenge guys, and I'll use Gus Prickle as an example. There's no doubt about it, we're smaller than we would hope to be at guards in terms of just physical height and stature. But, man, what those guys give up in height, Gus and Trent, and those guys that play the top of that zone for us, they can exert a tremendous and create a tremendous amount of pressure just because of their fight. And I challenge them to empty their tank, because we do have some guys we can rotate in. A Cade Kaiser, a Sam Johnson, a Jack, empty your tank. We've got guys that we can get you a whistle with, and you can catch that break, get that drink of water, and we continue to play up-tempo, play fast. And that's just not going to be offensive. You'll still see us spend a lot of time on defense. We'll do our scout work like we always have. And we've got high expectations on the defensive side of the ball, too. And that's what's exciting after you watch that film is very, very pleased with the effort, but there's still a lot. We'll do film tomorrow just because of the picture schedule and gym schedule. But I've got 29 clips ready to go, and that's limiting it. Of things we can, some of it's to affirm, but others of it's just to clean up, especially for older guys and younger guys. So the exciting thing is there is a lot that this group can still clean up in terms of timing on offense, rotations defensively, seeing the counter to a defensive action trying to stop our main offensive action, seeing the counters there quicker, seeing the extra one more pass quicker. So it's, as I told you last week, and you and I have talked off air some too, it's a fun group of dudes, and I've been blessed with such a good group of guys all through the years.
Certainly.
And this is definitely another iteration of that, and that's that play really, really hard together, and that's the theme we have to continue to hit upon is high-level culture, but also high-level teamwork, being teammates, being a brotherhood, and not caring at all who scores what, who gets what credit as long as the Bulldogs win. And I think this group really believes in that.
Well, definitely congratulations on the home opener, getting that first W this Friday night. You take the show on the road to Greensburg and start your EIAC portion of your schedule there with Greensburg, followed by Lawrenceburg. And Coach will be there with you. And, man, I'm excited to see this group back out on the floor again.
Hey, Terrence, I appreciate it. And we can't wait to see you on Friday.
Bulldog head coach Aaron Garrett joining us on the program. Got more Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, free delivery, and caring for their customers' needs has been their way of business for over 30 years. It's not something new and will always be what George's family values, you and your family. It's easy to switch. Go to georgespharmacy.com and request your transfer or call any of their 10 George's locations.
We are here for you.
Free delivery before, now, and always. George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on WRBI, live from Ison's Family Pizza, and we want to thank our sponsors, not just Ison's, but Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We're going to keep this basketball theme going and head down the road to Milan as we bring to the program the boys' head coach, Coach Matthew Pickerell. Coach, welcome back to the program. Been a minute since we spoke.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And why don't you kind of bring us up to speed in terms of the summer work and what you guys have been working on since we last met?
Yeah, of course. We had a real good summer. Busy. We played about 14 games this summer for JV and varsity both. And had the guys in the gym a lot in June and July. A lot of skill work in July, but obviously more tournaments and stuff in June.
Sure.
As we were talking about, we didn't have our full starting group with us a whole lot, but we had guys cycling through to where, you know, we would have three, four starters out there and then, you know, kind of playing some of the role players and JV guys right. in those situations. And while it's frustrating to not have a full group out there to be able to work on stuff, it's valuable experience for those guys to see, like, what does a varsity game feel like? Right. What's the size like out there? What's the speed like? And so for guys to be able to see that, get some experience against it, you know, whether they're bench players on varsity or if they're JV guys, that's going to be really good experience for them. So hopefully that's something that can help us grow coming into the second year.
Yeah, you never know. Someone might get into some foul trouble and you might go back to one of those right. rotations that you had over the summer.
Right.
Now, you guys are yet to actually get out on the floor for an actual game this season. How is that positive, negative? Of course, more practice time is always good, but I imagine the guys are chomping at the bit to get at to another opponent other than themselves.
Yeah, we scrimmaged Shelbyville on the 16th, but other than that, you know, it's just been a lot of practice time.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. You know, it gives you a lot of time to work on your stuff, make sure you're crisp with it. Also, just some more skill development and rounding the guys into shape. Football team played, you know, for quite a while in the postseason. We had some cross-country runners that were, you know, advancing in the regionals right. and the state meet and everything like that. So those guys needed a little bit more time to be able to round into shape. So that's sure. been a good thing for them to be able to get more in basketball shape. But, yeah, at this point, we are ready to play. You yeah. know, we've been able to see other people, see some film, see them in person. But at this point, we're just ready to see our guys out there on the floor and just see what we're ready to do and what we need to work on, make some adjustments.
Right. So you were scheduled to open up against East Central. You push that one deeper into the schedule. So who do you open up the season with?
Lawrenceburg on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So this Saturday you've got Lawrenceburg. Are you traveling or are they coming to your
place? They're coming to us. They're okay. coming to us.
Good deal. Good deal. Since you have had that opportunity to kind of scout them and mm-hmm. go see some film, what kind of challenges does that Lawrenceburg team bring?
They're pretty big. They don't have anybody listed on the varsity roster under 6 foot.
Wow.
So they've got good size at all their positions. They're deep. They'll run 9-10 guys out there. They shoot the ball. They spread the ball around. They don't just really are forcing it to one guy. They're just trying to move it around and get the open guy shot. So it's going to be on our defense of, you know, trying to contain the ball, not letting those drive and kicks happen, and also just recovering on shooters quicker and trying not to give those open looks, get them off the line, and, you know, try to contain them with our defense.
Sure. Now, speaking of deep teams, your numbers this year are pretty good numbers in terms of what you brought back and what you've added to. How are you feeling about your roster just in terms of body count?
Yeah, we had two guys that were freshmen last year that started for us every single game. And wow. so to be able to bring those back, bringing back Ben Reilly, who's a senior this year, has been, you know, 3-4 year varsity guy. Mm-hmm. So to have him out there and have that experience and the returning players is really good for us. So that's something we're going to really be able to rely on is, you know, their experience from last year. And then we're just going to be able to plug in the role players and, you know, some of those bench pieces beside them. But to have their experience to lean back on is going to be really nice. And we've got quite a bit of depth at the varsity level. We've got 13 kids on the varsity roster. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of those guys we feel like can go out there and give us good quality minutes or not just setting to be setting on the sure, varsity bench. Sure. But these are guys that, you know, either we're looking for a really big role out of them next year or we feel like right now they're ready to contribute. So to have that kind of depth is really good for us.
I can only imagine. Now, when you look at those individuals, and maybe not just the 13, just your collective numbers mm-hmm. overall, is there a class or is there a position that as you look at that roster, you say to yourself, well, this is a group, whether it's freshman or sophomore or the guards, this is a group that we're really going to lean on this year to get to where we want to go?
I don't know if it's a certain like position on the floor, but I just feel like we have a lot of speed to use, you know, across the guards and the wings. And we're just fast.
Wow.
And so we're just going to have to use that to our advantage and getting the guys to realize, like, hey, this is one of your best skills out here. You've got to use it to your advantage on the offensive and defensive end.
Right.
And so getting guys to play hard and play fast the entire game is when we can lock in and do that, it's going to be really good for us. And, you know, when things slow down, we're going to have to figure some stuff out.
Sure.
Because you've got to be able to play in the half court. You can't just run up and down all game long. You'll burn yourselves out. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, you'll be too tired to do anything.
Right.
So we've got to be able to run when we can, but also be able to slow it down, run our stuff, and be able to execute. But we definitely want to be a faster team on offense and defense than we were last year.
Well, sounds like an exciting brand of basketball coming everyone's way out of Milan. Last thing, Coach, and of course, again, you haven't had a chance to play an actual game just yet, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on the rule change as it relates to the free throws. Of course, it's five in every quarter, recess every quarter, yep. No one in one. Everybody's shooting two on common fouls. What's your thoughts on the rule change?
Yeah, kind of what I thought is what I've seen so far in the games that I've played is a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
And I think teams are emphasizing that on their defense. Be aggressive. Be handsy. Get on the ball.
Right.
Because it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
And a lot of teams, at least the games I've seen so far this year, people are subbing all the time.
Right.
It's like every dead ball, here comes somebody subbing in and out. I think right. a lot of that's got to do with the new rules.
Sure.
Of we're going to get up into you, we're going to defend you, and they don't really care if they foul.
Right.
Because you give four fouls in a quarter, you know, if you get that fifth one, maybe there's 50 seconds left. There's a minute left in the quarter.
Right.
What does it matter?
Right.
You know, in the old ways, if you got a team in the bonus in the first quarter, that was a big advantage for that whole second quarter. You were going to be shooting free throws. Now it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's completely wiped out. So I think the rule change, I think it's going to help out the defense a lot.
Wow.
I think it's going to impact the end of the game somewhat, but right. I think in the whole game, you're going to see more fouls. You're going to see more, you know, hands-on defense. You're going to see more guys playing as coaches try to take advantage of that because right. it doesn't really penalize you except for those personal fouls.
Right, and that's why you're seeing the rotations mm-hmm. going, okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting. That's interesting. You're the first person that's – and I actually hadn't thought so much about it. I did think – that it would make defenses more aggressive at the mm-hmm. end of quarters
yeah.
when you had, you know, when you were down inside a minute or so. And like you said, you pointed out perfectly, you know, you're at four fouls, you got a minute and a half to go. Who cares at that point? So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Well, Coach, thanks for being gracious with your time, coming back and speaking with us. And we definitely will check in with you later on down the season. Good luck Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That was Coach Matt Pickerel with the Milan Indians. And we've got more Coach's Corner coming up after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Wondering if you should go to immediate care or the emergency department? Injuries and illnesses happen and you need to be seen today, but where should you go? The emergency department is intended for critical care and medical emergencies. Immediate care is intended for non-life-threatening illnesses and minor injuries. Unsure of which department can give you the care you need? Call 812-662-6450 to ask questions. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues. A special thanks goes out to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and, as well as Margaret Mary Health for helping make this broadcast possible. We're going to change gears slightly. We've been talking a lot of basketball, but there are other winter sports that we want to get into, and let's change gears now and talk about wrestling. And to do so, we'll stay in Milan and bring to the program Milan's head coach, Adrian Wilburn. Coach, welcome to the program. Coach, it's been a while since we've had a chance to speak about wrestling in your program there at Milan. So kind of catch us up with what your summer work looked like and how you guys are filling out a roster this year.
Well, we're doing a lot better this year than we have in the past years. We've got about 20 kids out for the team this year. We had several kids do some summer wrestling, even some camps. The boys stayed pretty busy. Of course, a lot of them are in football, so they got football and get done with football and come out to wrestling.
Right.
So, but have six returning juniors on the team, which is a big number for us. Of course, we've had them all through junior high on up, so they're going to lead the team this year. Of course, we've had four returners that went to semi-state last year. We had one that went to state finals last year. He's returning, and I think we sent seven to the regional, and we've got all of them back, so... Hopefully, I'm hoping for a really good season this year.
Yeah, sounds like your numbers are healthy and good.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys get a chance, though, during that time, the summertime, to do a lot of work, mat work, technique? What does the summers really comprise for you guys?
There's a lot of schools that have open mats where you can go in and wrestle and basically have a practice a couple different times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got your mat time consists of going to tournaments, traveling all over to go to tournaments. I mean, yeah. We went to Gatlinburg and wrestled. We've been to way up north in Fort Wayne and wrestled. We've been all over the tri-state area anyway and wrestled. Any kind of summer tournament you can find, get the boys to go, any kind of mat time, great help.
So let me ask you this. I know that with other sports, say, for example, whether it be basketball or football, you can go to different regions, different areas of the country or the state, and there's a brand or a certain style that everybody plays with. Is wrestling follow that same suit? I mean, we're down in Gatlinburg. Is there a Tennessee version of wrestling?
No, it's pretty much wrestling's wrestling.
Right.
I mean, there's not many versions around. There's a lot of different competition around.
Sure.
As far as versions, you're trying to put that guy's shoulders on a mat. And that's pretty much, I don't care what your style you're wrestling,
right.
Staying ending right there.
So really, it's about just getting in front of as many people as your wrestlers can get in front of, right?
Yeah, just as much time on that mat as you can. That's the biggest thing for young wrestlers and new wrestlers, mat time.
So you've got your season ready to kick off this week. You start off with a dual match with Connersville. That's on Wednesday. Now, is that at your place or you guys travel?
We're traveling to Connersville for that.
Okay. And then, of course, on Saturday, you guys are hosting a pretty good size deal with us. You started out at six and you added another.
Yeah.
So a seven-way meet on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll wrestle six times and all seven teams are sectional teams. So
wow.
It's a big seating opportunity for a lot of kids.
So when you're going into a match that size, a meet that size, you got seven different teams, and as you just said, they're all conference foes that you're going to get a chance to look at and see. Aside from wins and losses, I mean, what are you really hoping, or what can you gain from a meet like that, where you've got all these different schools coming in?
Back to the mat time. I mean, we want to get as many kids on the mat as we can. We'll also have JV wrestling. Well, first open match, as soon as we get, and all the schools will have their JV there, and we'll get as many matches for them kids as we can. But, yeah, you're getting kind of just filling out, get the season started. I mean, you want to come out pretty big. I mean, I think we went 3-2 last year there.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the season 23-3 last year. So, I mean, we did pretty well. But, you want to get the ball rolling well, get some big wins for some kids, and see where it goes from there.
Now, with a meet that is that big, seven different schools there. You guys will start pretty early, like 8 o'clock in the morning. And when will you finish?
It's usually, so you run, it'll probably take 7 hours or so to be done with it. We'll keep it going pretty quick. We got a basketball game that night, so we got to get it up and get it out of the way. But you keep it rolling pretty quick. You might take a 5 minute between each round and you're back at it.
So if I'm a Milan wrestler and I just happen to draw the 7 o'clock, the very last Matt, at the end of this whole thing. I mean, how does that person stay tuned in? Because it's a long day, right?
Yeah. But you'll wrestle. Your whole team will wrestle one time or seven different times.
So okay.
You go. You know, we might wrestle Batesville first mm-hmm. round. Mm-hmm. Well, there's seven rounds. We'll wrestle Batesville and Rushville and Union County. Okay. So everyone's wrestling all day. But by the end of the day, the boys are pretty wore out. They're pretty tired. It's a big day. But that's wrestling usually, that's how it goes. I mean, you don't go to too many duels, especially on the weekend. It's always 5, 6, 7 teams there.
Wow.
Or more.
Wow. Well, that makes for an interesting season. I think we talked about it last time we spoke. We kind of talked about how your season is like a sprint. I mean, once you get started, it's just go, 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 go. And the next thing you know, you're off into, you know, postseason.
Yeah, we'll wrestle. We'll start this Saturday. We wrestle every weekend until sectional.
Wow.
We wrestle twice over Christmas break.
I'm sure the kids don't complain about that.
Not too. Sometimes the parents might, but not too bad. The kids, they enjoy being on the mat.
Sure they do. Okay, well, listen, we wish you guys all the luck. Travel safe Wednesday up to Connersville. And I know anytime I've ever been to Milan, you guys are great hosts, so I'm sure that that seven-way meet Saturday will go off without a hitch as well. And look forward to catching up with you later on down the road.
Sounds good.
All right, that was head coach for Miling Wrestling, Coach Adrian Wilburn. And we've got more Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit, right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
In the fight against lung cancer, early detection is key to achieving the best outcomes. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital Health Network to offer a lung cancer screening program to those most at risk. By using a low-dose CT scan, specialists can detect cancer early before symptoms appear. The screening is quick, non-invasive, and covered by Medicare and most insurance plans. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary online at mmhealth.org or call 812-933-3769.
In the battle against buffering, it's your hometown internet hero to the rescue. Make the easy switch to Great Plains Communications and say goodbye to slow internet. We save the day, bringing you a full suite of services and a faster, more reliable internet experience. All from a local provider and local heroes with over a century of experience. Call 877-839-9494 or visit us online at gpcom.com. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Coach's Corner continues thanks to the sponsorship of some of our good friends and neighbors here in the Batesville community. I want to say a special thanks to Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy. Just finished talking wrestling with Milan head coach Adrian Wilburn. Huge meet they have coming up this weekend at their place, a seven-way meet. Can't imagine starting off at 8 a.m., 7 hours long. Never a dull moment, the way I understand it. So if you are in the area of the neighborhood, you want to go check that one out. And now we're going to change gears once again and go back to talking basketball. Going to head up the road just up 74 to Greensburg. And welcome to the program, the boys' head coach there, Coach Sean Busick. Coach, welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Well, definitely the first time we've had you on, because this is your first time coaching at Greensburg.
Well, I got one game under my belt, so I feel like a seasoned
Greensburg veteran, I guess.
There you go. Well, listen, let's for our listeners, before we get into the team and the season, let's talk about you just a little bit. First year with the program. Tell us a little bit about your background with high school basketball.
Well, this is actually my 31st varsity team, so I've done this quite a while.
Yes, you have.
Got a job at a very young age. I was 24, one of the youngest head coaches in the state back in the early 90s up in northern Indiana. And since then, my paths have taken me all over the state. I've coached virtually every corner, including the middle in Indianapolis, Zionsville, for about half my career from 2006 to 2020. So, you know, quite a bit of time, and I've coached a 1A, a 2A, a 3A, and a 4A, and had great kids and have been very fortunate to coach some great teams as well.
Wow. You probably caught portions of our conversation with the wrestling coach there, and I quizzed him about the style of wrestling as you go to these different parts, and said it didn't really translate that way, but we know it definitely does in basketball. What have you seen from your time all throughout the state? What have you seen? You particularly, you know, in the Zionsville way of things, you spent a good portion of your career there. How does the brand of basketball there in that greater metro area, how does that differ from southeastern Indiana from what you've seen so far?
Well, I think there's so much more to do in Indianapolis. So even just our first game the other night against Yorktown, the crowd support is a lot greater down here.
Yeah.
The interest is a lot greater. You know, we were at church yesterday, and, you know, folks came up to my son and I. My son's a senior on the team, and we, you know, were talking to us about the game and stuff. People that, you know, were new to the church as well. So just talking to us, you know, congratulating us and talking to my son in particular. And it was, you know, kind of a nice, refreshing thing to know that people really care. And that's one of the reasons we came down, because we knew people care about the hoops here, and as do we. We're very passionate about it, and our family loves basketball, and, you know, my wife's a great basketball wife, and, you know, my son has played varsity basketball. This is his fourth year, so we're excited to be here and be a part of this tradition. As far as style of play, I think Indianapolis is a little more rugged. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of, you know, we played the Pikes and the Ben Davises and, you know, people of that nature that were big, strong, and athletic. I think maybe the skill level here is certainly just as good.
Sure.
It's just the size of the competition and maybe the quickness factor.
Right.
Some really, really fast and quick kids as you, you know, watch the high school football or, you know, high school basketball in this area. But I think this is more of a less physical and more skilled play.
There you go.
Which I think favors our coaching style.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. All right. So let's get into it. You take the job. And so you've got, I'm not sure at what point, did you know you were going to come into Greensburg?
Well, I was, the last 2 years I was a head coach at Traders Point Christian in Whitestown, which is right by Zionsville.
Sure.
And, my teaching job, I was eliminated due to declining enrollment at our high school.
Right.
So they wanted me to retire and just coach basketball. Well, I'm only 56, so, you know, I didn't want to just retire from teaching. I plan on going, you know, 10 more years or so.
And,
love coaching, and I'm getting close to 500 high school wins. And so I'd like to, you know, a lot of goals I still want to achieve.
Right.
So principal let me know that they were making budget cuts and they were cutting specialty teachers. So I was a reading specialist at the elementary school. And here at Greensburg, I'm teaching elementary PE. So I'm licensed there as well. So about end of March, I knew I was leaving. And then in April, I got the job.
Okay. So April comes, you've got the job. Talk to me about your summer. Obviously, your summer looked a little different than other coaches in the EIAC. So what was your summer like with your getting to know this new team, this new roster?
Well, there's a lot of benefits I had. Number one, my son had played AAU with our post player for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So there was a familiarity there. He had spent the night in Greensburg
as
a boy. So that was automatically, he had some familiarity, and I had some familiarity with the players. But, you know, obviously I'm replacing a legend in Stacy Meyer.
Sure.
And Stacy had done an amazing job with these kids.
Right.
He and his staff. So the transition was very smooth. I actually did some spring open gyms and then moved down in early June.
Okay.
Sold my house in Indy and bought a home here, lived, you know, near the golf course there, and was very, very excited to get down here. And
sure.
We did a lot. We had a very busy June, a lot of skill work, a lot of tournaments. I think we played about 20 games in the month of June.
Oh, wow.
With the team. So we felt we were at no disadvantage.
Right.
Knew our personnel, had a great fall together. And then once we got our fall sport athletes in, we picked up where we left off in the summer. So it's been a pretty smooth and seamless transition.
Good deal. Good deal. So you get into the season and game one against Yorktown, looks like was a defensive game there. Get that 3-point win. I believe it was 49-46.
Correct.
Pirates come out on top of that. Of course, not every coach in Indiana can say they go game one and they come out with a W. You guys do that. What did you learn about your squad when you went back and you looked at the tape? What did you learn about your squad after that game?
Well, first of all, Yorktown's a great team,
mm-hmm.
and their coach is a good friend of mine, and we had arranged the game when I knew we had an opening.
Okay.
And I knew that they were going to be tough. They were a point away from Northwood 2 years ago in the regional.
Yes.
And Northwood went on to win the state. And this Yorktown team probably would have been there again last year, but their best player got hurt midway through the season. Well, he was back, so they had three starters back. So we knew coming in it was going to be tough.
Sure.
But what I guess I was most impressed with was our ball security. We took great care of the ball, and we didn't panic. We didn't take the lead in that game. We never had a lead until about a minute 40 to go.
Oh, wow.
And so we battled, got down 5, 6, 7, 8 points, kept battling. So I learned our kids are going to keep fighting, and they're going to always fight and always work together. I thought we did a really good job of working together, moving the ball, and did a good job defensively as well. There were some things we needed to work on, but I learned this group has a lot of resiliency, and you get a team with resiliency and toughness, and that's fundamentally skilled, you're going to be a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good recipe there to have. And as we look up next, of course, you guys will go on the road Saturday, and actually, no, I take that back. You're at home Saturday.
Friday.
Friday, Batesville, coming mm-hmm. to your place. I will tell you, I'm sure 1,000 other people have already told you, when these two communities get together, Greensburg and Batesville, doesn't matter what the sport is. Doesn't matter. In fact, doesn't even matter what the competition is. If there's a winner declared at the end of it,
yeah,
these two teams are going to rumble, and it'll be a lot of excitement there. What have people told you about this Greensburg-Batesville rivalry, if that's the word you want to use?
Yeah, I've been certainly informed of the importance of games with Batesville, and I've also, saw on my schedule we played them twice, and I was like, yeah, why are we playing them twice? And they said, well, because it's such a great draw, and but they have a great team. I got a chance to watch them on tape yesterday and their Jackson Dell game, and watched our sectional championship game with them last year. And mm-hmm. they got a lot of those boys back. They're going to be a really tough opponent. They got a lot of athletic ability, a lot of strength, a lot of size. They shoot the ball well. They move the ball. They're well coached. They're disciplined, and they're tough. So, we're going to have our hands full. We know it. But that's what you want to get ready for the tournament. We don't want to play teams we're going to just roll. We want to play teams that it's going to be a great game. It's going to push us. And win or lose, we're going to learn something about ourselves. Yeah. Because really, we put more stock in the postseason. Obviously, we want to win as many games as we can. But every step to us is a, if you want to talk educational terms, it's a, just sort of like a quiz.
Yes.
Till you get to the tournament.
Right.
And so
right.
we're still learning about our team. I'm sure Batesville's still learning about their team. And we're going into the game probably more worried about Greensburg than we are Batesville.
Right.
We got to take care of ourselves, and we got to take care of what we do, and then we can start worrying a little bit about our opponents. But we know it's going to be a heated rivalry. I know we have our 2013-2014 state championship team coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll honor them, so I'm sure there'll be an enormous crowd.
Oh, that'll be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, and we're excited about that. And I think the more atmospheres you can put your players in, not just for us but for Batesville as well, high level, stress atmospheres.
Yeah.
It's good for the tournament, and Yorktown provided that. I mean, good crowd, and we're down, 5 with 2 minutes to go and come back and win the game. So, you got to figure out things like that. And I always said, a great coach once said, you have to have been there to have done that.
Right.
And so, meaning, the more situations you can get where you had to come back, or the more situations where you're playing in front of a pressure pack, full house. It's really great for the tournament atmosphere.
Good deal. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And there is no doubt in my mind, especially with you, with Greensburg recognizing those state championship teams as well. Yeah, the crowd is going to be on fire. Don't want to miss that one. Want to talk just quickly, briefly, about your roster just a little bit. Who did you bring back? What did you add? Obviously, your son would be an addition to the roster. What all did you bring back from the previous year?
Well, three starters with Jack McKenzie, the leading returning scorer, who averaged close to 11 points a game last year, 6'3", junior guard. Really like him a lot. Great player, great kid. Addison Barnes-Pettit, who
ABP.
Yeah, that's who my son was teammates with.
Okay.
So we've known Addison since fifth grade. And Justin Atkins. Those three started last year. But boy, did we lose some good guards.
Yeah.
Well, those two gentlemen were fantastic. They're going to be tough to replace. Bradley Lutz hopefully will be one of those persons who steps up. He was, you know, basically sixth, seventh man last year.
Okay.
So he returns. And then, of course, I brought my son with me who, you know, is a point guard and is an experienced varsity basketball player. So hopefully he'll add to that mix as well.
Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Well, Coach, listen, I got to tell you, it's been exhilarating speaking with you about Greensburg basketball. I can tell you from our conversation, I can let all the Pirates fans out there know Greensburg basketball is in good hands.
Well, we hope so. That's the plan. And, you know, I think just having great kids, great community, great support, it's been a pleasure coaching these guys. They've been extremely coachable. Certainly my style differs from, you know, Coach Myers.
Sure.
But I've done it a long time and then done it this way, and it's been very successful for us. So we're hoping that success will translate here. And, you know, we're just excited to get this ball rolling, and it was fun to get out on Saturday night in front of a great crowd and have an exciting ball game right down to the wire.
Yeah, I anticipate Friday night will be standing room only.
I hope so.
Okay, Coach. Again, thanks for being with us and being so gracious with your time. We look forward to this game on Friday and catching up with you later on down the road.
Well, we're excited about it, and we appreciate you having us and recognizing the great young men and women at Greensburg Community High School.
All our pleasure. That was boys head coach at Greensburg, the newly minted boys head coach at Greensburg, Coach Sean Busick. And that's going to do it for the program, folks. Another great opportunity to meet and greet these coaches throughout this area and talk about their programs. Started things off with Mitchell Taylor with the Lady Bulldogs, 5-3 on the season. They had another split, but finally this week they just get the one game. We'll see how things turn out for them there. Spoke with Bulldogs head coach Aaron Garrett as well. Looking forward to Friday night playing this very same Greensburg team. That'll be a great one. And then we went down the road to Milan and talked with Matthew Pickerel. And Milan haven't had a game just yet because of the extended football season. So they are really chomping at the bit. They'll take on Saturday night. They'll host Lawrenceburg. That should be a good one. And while we were at Milan, we talked a little wrestling as well with Coach Wilburn there. And they've got two meets this week at Milan. Wednesday, they'll travel up the road to Connersville. And then Saturday, a huge seven-way meet. Anybody that's anybody will be there. So if you ever wanted to get you a taste of high school wrestling, that would be the meet to go to. You'll see a whole lot there. Folks, thanks so much for joining us. Once again, we'll be back next week, exact same time, exact same place to do this all again. We thank our sponsors one last time. Our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, along with Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil and Abby Brinson, thanks so much, guys, for everything that you do to get this show together. And in the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself, he would always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on WRBI Radio and the new WRBI app.